This is Senator Al Simpson. When Congress passed that good, tough, high-minded, independent counsel legislation, we exempted ourselves. How will Ted Kennedy justify that one? We'll face off after this. Ted, with a great bluster of self-congratulation, Congress retooled the law providing for independent investigation of members of the executive branch. But the Democratic majority in both houses of Congress refused to include members of Congress in the bill. How timely, because a number of congressional Democrats would right now be the targets of any special prosecutor teams. One member used an aide to write a book, and then allegedly pocketed over $50,000 from a sweetheart publishing deal. I sure don't claim that all Republicans are lily white, but I do say that members of Congress have to earn the public's trust. Ted, do you really think that's what we do when we shield ourselves from any possible investigation of wrongdoing?
That's hogwash, Al. Congress is subject to the same criminal laws everyone else is. Look what's happening in the WedTech case. A congressman has been indicted for conflict of interest by the same Justice Department that won't investigate Attorney General Ed Meese. Under our system of separation of powers, the executive branch has the responsibility for law enforcement. You need special prosecutors to investigate the executive branch. Otherwise, they'd go through the charade of investigating themselves. But you don't need special prosecutors to investigate the legislative branch. The Justice Department is all too eager to do that job whenever they think they have a member of Congress in their sights. You haven't forgotten Abscam, have you, Al? Right-wing smokescreens about nailing Congress can't hide your real problem, Al. The Reagan years are in the Guinness Book of Records for sleaze. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on restoring U.S. ties with North Vietnam. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.